News Radio 690 is KTSM AM El Paso, an iHeart Radio station.
NBC News Radio, I'm Cameron Fairchild. Crowds building in Tulsa ahead of President Trump's campaign rally today. Hundreds of supporters have been camping out near the arena where the event is being held this evening. Along with heavy security, officials say everyone taking part will have their temperatures taken and that masks and hand sanitizer will be provided because of the coronavirus pandemic. The rally comes as nationwide protests continue over police violence. A Confederate statue in Washington, D.C. is torn down.
Protesters Friday night took down a statue of Confederate General Albert Pike during a Juneteenth demonstration. Video shows dozens watching on as the monument lay on the ground and then set on fire. President Trump took to Twitter to express his displeasure on what was happening in the nation's capital. He says the police aren't doing their job and those involved should be arrested, adding it's a disgrace. Jim Forbes, NBC News Radio.
Black New York City police officers are calling for reforms.
NYPD Deputy Chief Judith Harrison joined other cops and retired officers to send a message that they, too, believe Black Lives Matter.
And we cannot train racism out of people, but we can create an environment with their protections in place.
The group spoke on the steps of Brooklyn Borough Hall. Many felt there is a deep racial divide among the department. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
The New York City Parks Department will rename some of its most visible spaces to honor Black Americans. Those changes will be announced on Black Solidarity Day, observed annually the day before Election Day. Police in Washington State say human remains found inside bags have been recovered from the shore near Seattle. Several bags with the remains were found on the beach near the waterfront. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
I'm Mike Tipton, checking in with our partners at the CBS Forewarn Weather Center. Mostly sunny, hot, and breezy. Those are the conditions you can look forward to on your Saturday, 99, as we bring in the first day of summer here in El Paso, 97, the expected high in Las Cruces. For your Sunday, you can expect more of the same. The temperature's looking to hit triple digits in El Paso. For a complete look at your weather forecast, visit CBS4Local.com.
From iHeartRadio, number one for podcasts. Stuff to blow your mind.
We'll be focusing on artificial intelligence, especially the use of natural language processing. We're going to share two conversations we recorded. The first is Ritika Gunner, who is vice president for IBM's data and AI expert labs in learning. And the second chat will be with Jay Bellissimo, who is IBM's general manager for the U.S. public and federal market.
Is there a media war to stop President Trump's re-election? David Horowitz says there is, and he's on Newsmax TV all this week to talk about his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Every night, David Horowitz reveals the stunning revelations in Blitz. Horowitz names the secret players and billionaires out to stop Trump. Donald Trump Jr. says you should read Blitz. See David Horowitz. Tune in tonight to Newsmax TV, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax is on all the cable systems, including DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, and many more. Just check your cable guide. And make sure you get your copy of David Horowitz's Blitz, already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere. Or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWS-MAX. That's 800-NEWS-MAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Get Blitz today and see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV tonight.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
TSM El Paso.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'm going to take that cue and say hello, Melissa Sargent. How's the world?
It's summer. Longest day of the year.
Isn't that later today? It's not quite yet.
This is a day to go out and watch the sunset. I used to do that every summer by the beach.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Hang out all day long.
At Stonehenge?
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting.
It's closed.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Anyway, so it's a history show. You got us and you found us. And tell a neighbor about it. A lot of people have figured out, oh, my uncle would love to hear this. Well, tell him.
Yeah.
You know?
Show them how to get on. Yeah,
yeah, it's 690 a.m. in El Paso, and this is where Texas history begins.
Share it with family that's from here, across the country.
They follow us.
Yeah.
We got a guy, Art, over there in Pennsylvania. Hey, Art, how's it going?
Art. Hi, Art.
Art, and there's people in California I'm aware of. And so what is this radio show we have here? It's on 690. Where else?
It's also on the internet via ktsmradio.com, and you can click on the iHeartRadio link, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world.
Well, you have to have internet, though.
Yeah, you got to do that
first. You can't just pull it out of the air unless you have a device of some kind.
Mikey, anymore.
No trivia today, but that's the way we're doing things. But you got Mission Del Rey.
The show's
going.
Trivia. What can I say? It's
the
lots
whole thing
of trivia.
Is trivia. But we used to give out prizes.
Yes, we did.
And there's nobody sitting at the front desk to hand them out anymore Monday through Friday.
But Mission Del Rey has their weekly $20 radio show giveaway, which is just as good.
We went around it with
that. That's right. And for the first five listeners each week who use the coupon code during checkout, and this week's coupon code is history, must be redeemed online for a $20 minimum purchase, shipping required, or curbside pickup by appointment. And they're going to be open pretty soon, aren't
they? That's just it. I believe they're open now. You can call them up. We'll get the number for you later in the program. But they're going to have a major opening of their new space next month.
Yay.
They double theirs. If you've been in there, you'll know it's kind of like a straight-up picking warehouse kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're gonna open it up, double the space.
Be a real kind of store and everything.
What? Oh, my. Oh. And I said, if it won't bend you out of shape, they said they can have a kiddie playground. I said, it won't bend you out of shape, put in a roller coaster. But I don't think they're going to do that. So
must show up.
Anyway, history moment.
Yes, I do have one. Well, you know how we've been going through the lockdown here in El Paso and throughout the country. I'm going to be talking about a lockdown for the bordellos of the 1890s.
Oh, no. What a coincidence.
Poor shady ladies.
You know, what a coincidence, because we have a topic like that today. Anyway, but today go to Pepe's. I think I'm going to make it out there.
Yeah, we're going to go. Bernie and I are going to show up.
Cool. And Amigos is also open. They're both open for takeout. But I believe they're now up to 75% if they can fit the chairs in there that way. And what else? Amigos also has outdoor dining.
Yeah, their patio. You can do in-house or you can go out on the patio.
The cooler parts of the day. It's
wherever you want to go.
2000 Montana on that. And Pepe's,
Pepe's is still, you know, of course, they have their dining room is open. And you can also still order to go to take home. So, you know, people are doing that since they opened the store. They've been shipping items from around, you know, so.
That's true. They got the little package thing they do
that's
here.
That's right.
All right. Today's June 20, and it's 2020, and we got Patricia Kidney. And got her on the phone, got her on the radio. Hey, Patricia, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How's your world?
Oh, my world is great. I'm on my patio with my longhorn looking at me, so I'm good.
You're not on a speakerphone, though, are you?
I'm what?
You're not on a speakerphone.
No.
Okay, good.
Let me take off my speaker here.
Please. That would be easier for us to understand. But we ask you to show up on the radio. By phone, that's what we do these days. And the idea was for you to do some interesting portrayals of women, because that's what you do on site. You hire yourself out, so to speak, and you do it for donations to Concordia. But you portray historic figures, and I said history of the West, including high-spirited and scandalous women, some of whom were shady ladies. They were not all shady ladies, were they?
Mm-mm.
Did we lose you? Did you
cook it off the speaker?
You dropped your
Patricia,
phone in the
did you
pool.
Hang up?
You dropped your phone in the pool.
Yeah, she has a pool right there.
Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll talk about Patricia till she shows up.
Yeah.
Because, Patricia, we're looking for you. But the High-Spirited Women of the Old West, she is a founding member of the award-winning Six Guns and Shady Ladies.
Yes.
1998, she got into that with you guys. And you and Bernie were on the ground floor of that, weren't you?
No. In fact, I'm trying to remember. No, she was there before us, and we got involved with her and all the rest of quite a few other original members, and that's how we came to and six got involved with Six Guns of Shady Ladies.
When you, Patricia, find your phone again, take it off and mute.
I'm here.
There she is.
Okay. Now can you hear us? We got you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're talking about you. If you couldn't hear us, your ears should be ringing. But the audiences were in Tombstone, the OK Corral, all parts of Texas. And you're a native Texan. We see this on your bio thing here. Ancestors back to 1850 in the Red River County and the southernmost part of Texas in the Rio Grande Valley. And you've been in El Paso since 1967, is that right?
Yes.
I presume you came for work and husband or both?
Husband brought me.
Cool.
And I worked here.
And here you are. Mm-hmm. But you've been working in the Concordia business since 1992.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just reading your bio. You better agree to it because you gave it to me. Active Methodist who plays the piano in your church and Sunday school class. Well, you've got all kinds of things you do, and you'll take bookings, and you do this to support the 501c3 known as Concordia Heritage Association, nonprofit charitable thing, and you do reenactments of these women.
Yes, first-person storytelling.
Read some women there, Melissa.
She's a woman of many personalities. Let me tell you that one. She's got Beulah Moroz, who's John Wesley Harden's girlfriend. You've got Lottie Dino, Lady Gambler from the in Deming, New Mexico. You've got Bronco Sue, Black Widow, or Just Unlucky in Love. That's a great character. Sadie Orchard, Madam and Entrepreneur of Black Range, New Mexico. Temperance Rallies, 1896 in El Paso, Texas. Bathhouses on the Rio.
What is that?
You take a bath.
In the Rio?
Isn't that right?
Don't you know better?
Harvey Girls of El Paso, Women Survivors of Pancho Villa's Raid on Columbus, New Mexico, and El Paso Madams, Etta Clark and Tilly Howard, and I could go on for hours.
Well, you told me to also add another one. That would be the Women of Concordia, who were not necessarily part of this first group.
Right.
Okay, so
that's true.
Pick one you want to talk about and tell us how you got there, because Beulah is easy. We know what you do there, right? Go ahead and tell us.
Well, yeah, I mean, really, and the reason I got started in it was I'd been doing Concordia portrayals. As I said, I'd been with them since 1992, and I started out doing proper ladies, and after doing, Ann Kemp White, Grace Logan, Carolyn Doan Pierce in the Mormon group, Bobby McNellis met me. I was just starting through a divorce and feeling pretty down about myself. And I met this crazy group over at the El Paso Saddlery. And Bobby McNellis said, you know, you're too spunky to represent a soap-making Mormon wife. I think you got the personality of Beulah Moroz.
Oh, dear.
And I said, who in the heck is Beulah Moroz? And just started from there and all my research. And really, my very first performance talking about Beulah in first person was with Bobby at the Edge of Texas.
All right, who was Beulah?
And people loved it.
Tell us who was Beulah Moroz.
Well, Beulah Moroz, as John Wesley Harden's woman, had such a wild life. And I think basically all of this came out as an abused woman running away from family, having to find work in whatever way she could to support her daughter. But along the way, you do it in a fun, entertaining way. And you can tell the story and yet get some historical facts in with a lot of fun along the way.
Well, John Wesley Harden was only in El Paso for like a few months, right?
About 6 months, wasn't it? Only 4 months, yeah.
Right.
Where did he find Beulah? Right. Would he find Beulah here?
He found Beulah here,
okay.
Yes.
That was a love triangle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the point was she was already married, I believe. Isn't that the case?
Well, she had. Viola had left her husband and left that identity and assumed another identity when she got as far as Carlsbad.
Oh.
And when she got as far as Carlsbad, realized there were no East. The town was sort of tied up with no parties, no entertainment, because it was, quote, a dry county with no liquor.
Okay.
But what they did was they brought in barrels of liquor and dispensed it for medicinal purposes.
What do you bring your own straw, or how does that work?
Yeah, you took in your own little container, mason jar, I guess.
Kind of like today,
anyways,
with the COVID.
Just a few miles south of Eddy, which was Carlsbad, was this wild town called Phoenix, Phoenix, and it was wild and woolly and saloons and entertainment. And so that's where Beulah started making a living for her. She had a little girl, 4-year-old, she was taking along with her. And needed to support her too.
But Mr.
That's where she met Martin Morose.
Oh, okay. So she didn't have the kid with Martin. She had already had the kid when she found Martin.
The kid was Steve Jennings' kid.
Okay.
Daughter. Let's be nicer. Daughter.
Well, fine. And you got to
remember
the scorecard. Whose child is that? Okay, now I got it.
It's amazing.
Well, that's just it. She was kind of a wild woman in her own little way, as you say, to survive.
Yep.
And women didn't have it very easy. And the old West was kind of hard on everybody. I think it was harder on the women.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't look easy.
Yeah, we heard someplace it was hard on women and horses.
And I think that's a lot of the cases on the stories of the women you tell. It's not necessarily started out going, I'm going to be this way. It was just circumstances that kind of sometimes put them in that predicament, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so that's one of many women that you portray. And do you go in the first person and, like, stay there?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, I'm in first person from the time I get in my vehicle to go.
It's like a trance.
Yeah.
So you're talking talking in your car to yourself. I am Beulah. I am Beulah.
Yeah, that's sort of how I do it. Yeah,
Do you ever forget?
It just started snowballing, and then I kept. I really wanted to have something to do while Six Guns and Shady Ladies programs were being set up. We get there like 2 hours early, at least. There's a lot of setting up to do, and people come early, and they want to talk to us who are there. And I felt like being in person, I mean in character, talking as Beulah, usually, because everybody knows John Wesley Harden. Everyone has a story about him. Everybody claims to be related to him.
Oh,
or
no.
They have his gun.
I don't. No. But the point is, he was one of the most famous Old West gunfighters. He met his demise in El Paso with a bullet to the back of the head because the guy wasn't going to wait to draw on him or have him draw on him, whatever. And that's how it went down in the Acme Saloon. What was the date? August
1895.
So the gunfighting continued through El Paso. How much more was it after that? I mean, did it go into the 1900s, Old West gunfighter type stuff?
I think by 1900 it was pretty well lassoed and tamed somewhat, don't you, Melissa?
Well, I think it was 1910 or 12 was the last gunfight on the streets of El Paso.
Oh.
Okay.
And then they started the Mexican Revolution.
There you go.
And then,
let them do their shooting.
And it started
fighting,
being 300 people at a time.
Now we get to sit
guns.
And watch them.
And you can sit on top of a laundry building and get killed. Oh, El Paso was always a wild place. And the railroads, 1881, brought the major group of yahoos. And it brought the two-story buildings, three-story buildings, the lumber they could build higher. And then, like, the Wigwam Saloon showed up and places all over the place. It started getting bigger, and the gambling, and the women were making a living best they could. But there were some Harvey girls that came in. When did they come in? Do you remember offhand?
Well, the Harvey girls came in here at 1906.
Okay, so it took a while for that kind of culture to show up. And we're going to ask Press Dierkup to come on the radio here one day soon, maybe in August, and explain all that story, because that's a whole different slew of women.
Well, the Harvey girls are, you know, I like the Harvey girls because of their wanting to be adventurous, again, a way to earn a living coming out of that Victorian era. And Fred Harvey was a really good salesman to convince the parents of these girls, I will take care of your daughter physically, spiritually, morally, give her a job, give her some skills, and along the way she'll be able to have an adventure.
And it pretty much worked out that way, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked, because they were women of good virtue, attractive. They had to be smart, because they could not write down orders. They had to know what the order was when it was given to them. They were strictly trained, and their adventures were legendary. I mean, just had so much fun. That's the main reason I am interested, is I wanted to learn about the women, what they left, why they left their homes, and then what they learned along the way. And I just like adventure.
Oh, yeah.
I like adventure.
I know you do. You're going to go to Pepe's today, aren't you, as an adventure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. There's an adventure coming. Speaking of which, we need to take a break here and talk about Pepe's on the radio as a sponsor. But in the meantime, Melissa, what are we going to do about all this? They can call us up, or what's that new email we just threw out there?
Well, you can give us a call. Let's see. Let's start with the email first. It's at gmail.com.
There's a 690 in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Start over.
I moved my notes.
El Paso History 690.
Yeah, you set it up.
El Paso History 690.
There it is.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.
And we're looking at that right now if you want to send us an email. El Paso History 690 at gmail.com.
And you can send us a note. Get a hold of us if you don't want a Facebook. You can go on there. Yes, that's one way to do it. Well, even though our Facebook page, which is the El Paso History Radio Show, is a really good one. You can also call us.
A phone number.
That's right. And you can talk to Patricia, too. 915-544-KTSM or 915-544-5876.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast is your chance to listen to the most distinguished newscaster of all time. Try to fit the facts of the day into his head.
When did this happen?
You will listen to him laugh. You will listen to him cry. You will listen to him do this.
We either have to get out of here or we have to eat someone.
All three seasons of the Ron Burgundy Podcast are available to binge now. Find the Ron Burgundy Podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's hard to think of an institution more central to American life than the U.S. Postal Service. I'm Danny Glover, and both my parents were postal workers. The coronavirus has hurt the post office, but postal workers are still risking their own health on the front lines. Because it's more than a job, mail keeps us connected to business, to community, and to family. Join me in expressing gratitude to the men and women of the U.S. Postal Service.
Two magical things come from Milwaukee: beer and power tools. Milwaukee is the beer capital of the world, and Northern Tool is the capital of Milwaukee power tools. If you need to drill, saw, hammer, grind, or screw something in right, Northern Tool has the right Milwaukee power tool for you at the lowest price. Get yours at Northern Tool and Equipment at northerntool.com. Cheers to you, Northern Tool. Northern Tool and Equipment. Quality tools for serious work.
I mean, we love good news, right? We have Brian Birds of Century 21 Haggerty with some good news about the real estate market.
Thank you, Bobby, for having me. I appreciate that.
It's craziness around the country, but what's happening over with you?
So El Paso is a very insulated market, and we are very resilient, so we'll make it through this really nicely and with probably no price fluctuations as we move forward.
Do you need to show homes to sell them? How are you handling people who don't want people in their homes?
So we don't actually need to be in the house to show it. We have a lot of virtual techniques that can show the property in a virtual environment. And we have the ability to 3D Matterport the home, which shows the home in 3D imaging.
Is your office closed?
So our office is actually not closed. We're operating in a virtual environment right now. And then when we need to meet with clients, we're doing it by appointment only and practicing social distancing.
Thanks for the update. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Call Brian Birds today, 751-1500, 751-1500, or online, brianbirds.com. That's Brian, B-U-R-D-S.com.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
As real estate agents go, I recommend you call Patrick Tuttle.
Yes, that's a good thing.
588-1850, 588-1850. A guy, that's his pocket. It's his cell phone. A guy called that about 2 weeks ago, and I heard from him out of Las Cruces. I actually went up there and visited. Well, that's another whole story we'll talk about. But people are calling, and I think Patrick can do New Mexico. So anyway, 588-1850 for Patrick Tuttle Real Estate. And that's a good guy. Okay, just to let you know, Bernie was on last night on TV twice and this morning once. It's the story this week has been about San Elizario. And who was Saint Elcyar? And I hadn't heard that story.
You hadn't heard that one?
The guy was a pope and appointed his nephew.
Yeah,
as a saint, like, okay, that's cool. I didn't know that's how that went.
Yeah, but helpful to have people in high places.
Well, the thing was, I went down. I called a Catholic diocese and I said, "Who's a spokesperson for each of these churches down in Mission Trail?" So they gave me the Padre and Isleta and two women, different women in different the Socorro, and then down at San Elizario, and they were incredibly knowledgeable. I had never heard that story before. So anyway, that's the segments that we had on right now in June.
Yep.
There's a fourth one coming. This coming. But let's see, that would be Friday, 26th.
Next weekend.
But the thing is, last night Bernie did San Elizario. I should get the that composite on the air probably sometime by the end of the weekend. But these are segments that are on youtube.com/El Paso History TV. And what I'm talking about, they was on the air. Bernie was on ABC 7. And they had the anchor people introduce, and now here's a history piece from Bernie Sargent.
Yeah, it was
bingo.
And almost official.
It sounds like it was another reporter,
yeah.
But it's Bernie for History TV, and that was cool. There has been 6,462 people seeing that on the history page where I posted on Facebook. That's a serious thing there. And it's really nice.
Thing.
Well, it's really great because the Socorro Mission was last week. And that's online.
San Elizario this week.
And then next week is going to be the Camino Real and the Juarez Mission.
Ah.
And in each case, we've had drone footage of each location.
Yeah.
We got drone footage of downtown Juarez.
The drone footage is really cool. Oh, it puts a whole different, whole different look to it.
Well, you look at the picture, they're talking about, oh, well, they built the missions in the form of a cross. Well, okay, I can sort of see that from inside. You can really see it from about 300 feet up, and it's really simple to see. But the one in Juarez, God bless them.
Oh, yeah, that's
tiny little church in the middle of crowded downtown.
It's weird. I think it's so cool, though. I mean,
it used to be all by itself out there on a hillside.
And that was the heart of Juarez at that time.
It started there in Juarez. So anyway, that's going on there. Recent subscribers on that YouTube channel, El Paso History TV, John Prime has showed up. Last week, we told you about Carmike 73, whatever that is. Anyway, good stuff going on there. You got something to read about somebody?
Well, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows, do not. It's 4th of July is coming. The city of Alamogordo's annual 4th of July fireworks extravaganza, coordinated by the New Mexico Museum of Space History, is all set to launch. The fireworks will begin at approximately 9:15 p.m. All events are, of course, weather permitting, with a backup date of July 5th, just in case. And music for the fireworks will be carried live on KZZX Radio 105.3 FM.
They shoot them up on the hill there,
on
that museum.
And if you tune in early, they're going to have a special musical tribute to the military and first responders. But, I have to point out, no tailgate party on the New Mexico museum's grounds, unfortunately. But like I said, you can see the fireworks almost anywhere in Alamogordo.
And you'll hear all more about it next week. We got Chris Orwell coming in, and he's the director of that museum. Yeah. And we'll have him on the air next week explaining
like
that.
Tailgate in your yard.
Well, you can anywhere on that whole area. I like that. See, in El Paso, they should shoot fireworks off a scenic drive.
Oh,
and then the whole city could see them.
Yeah,
as it is, the Chamizal, you sort of see them on one
side.
Keep
a problem with all the houses underneath it.
Well, you know, you put fire trucks down
true,
there.
True, true.
And a bunch of guys with hoses and say, oh, your house is on fire?
An insurance
we'll
salesman.
We'll take care of that. No, I don't know what you do. But anyway, that's cool in Alamogordo. We've got Patricia Kidney on the line, and you're talking about, you know, you were Beulah for a long time. You want to switch gears and be Lottie Dino?
Lottie
Dino.
I'd like to explain. We had
She's a great character.
Who's that?
Conference here, and the El Paso, Historical Society hosted it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of us were asked, I was asked to coordinate the welcome committee, so I asked my workers to dress up in costume and to assume a character and El Paso historical character and to talk about that as they walked around talking to these people. And so as people were checking in, I would greet them, but I also would say, where are you from? And then I just knew some of their historical people when they mentioned where they were from. It was a historical society thing. So I mentioned I knew about Lottie Dino from Shackelford County over at Fort Griffin, and this lady said, you look like her. You act like her.
You are her.
We would like to hire you to come over and do a performance.
Oh, that's great.
And that was my first paid gig. And this is where John Selman got his notoriety. There's a whole bunch of history with this thing. So I, of course, had no idea what to charge. Leon said, charge them $500, kid.
Oh,
you're worth every penny of it.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, it worked out great. And then they paid my lodging. And the best part was they took me around all these historical places. And I got to see the backstory, the homes, the creek where all those cowhides were hidden when John Selman was rustling cattle and butchering them.
Oh, I see.
Along with his partner, John Lorne.
Hide the evidence,
I mean,
but
yeah.
Where did...
Yeah, these are things.
Well, but who was Lottie Dino? That was my question on it.
Well, Lottie Dino was a gal who was a river... She actually came out of the South, ruined financially, and her dad had been very active in the racetracks, racing horses, and as part of that, she learned how to deal cards and became very, very good at it. She then went from that, she was working the river boats, and she ended up out in San Antonio. As she worked her way west, she was very calm and cool and very aloof, but the guys just loved being around her. I guess they all thought, I'm going to be the one. But she had some, never. And so she made her way from, she went to San Angelo. There she was called the Angel of Angelo.
Oh, boy.
And, and then she went on up through Jacksboro and ended up in Fort Griffin because Fort Griffin was a bustling center for buffalo hunting, for fighting the Indians, and it was a really rough area.
Right, but she was following the money.
Go ahead.
She was following the money, right?
Oh, yeah. Now put yourself on hold. We got to take another break.
Oh,
but when we come back,
sure,
let us know how she got to Deming, New Mexico, the metropolis of Deming and Lottie Dino. We'll get to that in a second. 544, whatever it is.
5876 or 544 KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Newsmax calls it the most important book of the 2020 election. Mike Huckabee says it's President Trump's playbook for victory. Mark Levin calls it indispensable for every conservative. Sean Spicer warns Trump critics it could ruin your day. And Donald Trump Jr. is telling everyone to read it. The new book is David Horowitz's Blitz: Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. In Blitz, David Horowitz reveals President Trump's secret plan for victory and rips the lid off the secret agendas of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and those out to stop him. You need to get Blitz. Everyone is talking about it. You've seen David Horowitz on Fox News, CNN, and Newsmax TV. Now, Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Guys, are you feeling more tired? Run down? When you spend so much time indoors like we've been, your body can't create all the energy it used to, making you feel sluggish. Listen, Ageless Male, the number one brand in male enhancement, has a solution. Ageless Male Core Energy. This isn't a caffeine spike. This is male-targeted nutrition working on the cellular level, helping to recharge your body's natural batteries so you can power through the day. Core Energy is coming to Walmart, but you can call now to order your bottle. Hurry, and you'll get a second bottle free. Plus, you'll get a free bottle of vitamin C and free shipping, too. Just call 1-800-489-2621. Ready for a recharge? Try Ageless Male Core Energy and hurry for your three free gifts. Just call 1-800-489-2621. 1-800-489-2621. 1-800-489-2621.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're going to get back to Lottie Dino in a second. And just real quick, let you know, Patrick Tuttle, Legacy Real Estate, 588-1850. Good state. It does rentals, too, so look at that. Good. And then you got Amigos there?
Well, Amigos, we were just talking about them earlier. Amigos Mexican Restaurant at 2000 Montana is, of course, now open, both in-house and patio dining on a limited scale. And you can give them a call at 533-0155 to order pickup or just find out how busy it is, which is probably down, pretty busy.
You get down there and have something to eat there. Also, Mission Del Rey, available at missiondelrey.com. Good stuff in the catalog, and you can go shopping there, I believe.
Shopping.
But look at their website, see what you need to know, and there's a coupon.
They never stop selling on the website.
A coupon under Contact Us. All right, shall we get back to Lottie Dino?
Lottie Dino.
Lottie Dino, how are you, Lottie?
Oh, Lottie, I'm ready to have a Faro game. What about you guys?
Is that what she specialized in, was Faro?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you even play that? Is it with cards?
Yes, with cards. Mm-hmm.
It had a special table set up and everything with different than what you would see like in a regular card game.
Yes, she had a special unit that she used. But she was just, I think her mystery was, first of all, she was the best of the best. And she could hold Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday, even John Selman. She could run them in circles. Earp and Holliday.
Let me ask it this way. Was she also a good woman and good looking?
She was beautiful.
Ah, there you go.
She was beautiful.
Okay,
helps.
How does a riverboat queen like that get to Deming, New Mexico?
Well, she met a guy. Always, there's a fellow involved, and he was a gambler, and they kind of traveled as a team, and they made the circuit, and that circuit went through San Antonio, Texas, to get to the West Coast. So they worked it there, and then he deserted her, and she took out on her own.
Oh, okay.
And she was good enough. And I will tell you, there was a tribute that J. Marvin Hunter paid to her, and he said this about her. Walking serenely and haughtily, she tripped lightly all around the rim of hell and came off untainted, unsullied, and unstained.
So she was just basically a gambler, and that's her deal.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, move on down to Bronco Sue, quote, Black Widow.
Well, you wanted to know how she got to Deming.
I did, but I thought a riverboat took her.
Yeah,
no?
A long way to get there.
Yeah, very quickly. She made enough money there in the Beehive Saloon to accumulate $30,000 in cash.
Oh, that's old money. That's big money.
And so she just put all that money in a trunk and rode off early morning, and then later found out she ran off with the gambler at the Beehive Saloon, Mr. Thurman. And they ended up making it all the way through Silver City, worked a little bit in Silver, and then ended up in Deming, New Mexico, and really lived a very respectful life. And supported all the church activities. I think she started raised the money for St. Luke's Episcopal Church.
Well, let me ask you, if you go over to Deming now and look up the history, you'll find this woman in their archives?
You will find her as Charlotte Thurmond.
Ah, okay. Big time.
And J. Marvin Hunter was a newspaper reporter, and he worked there in Deming, and got to know her, and he published the Frontier Times. He ended up getting the trunk that had all that $30,000 in it, and it's in his museum in Bandera, Texas.
And the money's gone, I'm taking it. Yeah, right.
Money's gone.
Now move down your list to Bronco Sue, Black Widow,
Unluckily
in Love.
Bronco Sue is probably one of my favorites to portray, because this gal was so feisty, and she was born in Australia in one of the penal colonies in 1840s, and with her parents emigrated to California after the gold rush, and they lived there on the California-Nevada line.
Black Widow? Really?
Black Widow, yes.
Uh-huh.
So,
I'm sorry, keep going.
She started out very innocently as a teenager, marrying the owner of the gold mine there, the silver mine, actually. And she was quite young, but she married him, and by the time she was 15, she was married to him. And by the time she was 20, she had three sons. But they had to fight off Indians. They had to fight off mine claim jumpers. And during an Indian attack, her husband proved to be rather ineffective, probably hid behind the table or something. Anyway, he was wounded by shooting himself in the arm.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. That's when she, so she killed the two Indians who were attacking and took him up and took him over the mountain to get some help and left him there.
Oh.
Yeah, just left him. And she'd had it by that time with him. So then she made it back over to where their home place was. Along the way, she met a good-looking Army officer and took up with him. Now, she didn't divorce the first husband. There's six of them. So she collects these men along the way.
Oh, goodness.
But you know, she's not sitting there eating chocolate bonbons.
No.
She's
no.
working. She's doing all the things to support the family. And she was such a character. She, you know, she they ran a stagecoach station. They rounded up cattle. Of course, they were rounding up cattle that didn't quite belong to them.
Oh, that kind of roundup. Oh, yeah, sure.
Ah, they
were
borrowing them.
Yeah. And then she'd just kind of get in trouble. She was sort of sassy. She wasn't beautiful, but she just had an attitude, and she just figured out a way to make a living.
High-spirited. Your term is high-spirited.
High-spirited, uh-huh. That's right.
Oh, God, yeah.
So she worked, you know, she ended up realizing, well, that guy was not going to be such a good... By that time, they were in Colorado. They'd made it as far as Colorado. They just move on. The law was always right after her. So then she'd go to trial for wrestling, for instance, there in Nevada.
Wrestling?
And rustling cattle.
Oh, rustling. Wrestling was okay.
My mind just went another direction when you said that. I was like, I knew what you meant, but when you said it, it went, oh,
oh
my God.
She was wrestling. No, she was rustling. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, so every time they'd haul her into court, of course, the jury was all male.
Oh, yeah.
And she would become very demure.
Oh, no.
She would have her sons sitting on the front row saying, but I did this to support my children.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
And she would, and her kids weren't necessarily with her. She'd farmed them out to be taken care of in an orphanage. She would rent kids.
Oh, you got to figure it out. Hey, well, I'll tell you what. We got to get to Sadie Orchard, but we need to take a break again here and deal with that. We got Patricia Kidney is on the phone. And Patricia Kidney occasionally turns into Beulah Morose, Lottie Dino, Bronco Sue. And next, after the break, she'll turn into Sadie Orchard. I can't wait to see that.
All right.
And
all right.
You get us on that email. What's that email again? That's I'll tell you.
Our email?
Yeah.
That's elpasohistory690@gmail.com.
All right. And also you can go to the phone number.
Well, you can go to our Facebook page. You can see Patricia's picture.
Oh, that's
she's
right.
Up there at the El Paso History Radio Show.
High-spirited picture.
In fact, she's at the Woman's Club, so therefore she's surrounded by women. And you can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-5876. KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Fake Doctors, Real Friends is the podcast that recaps the television sitcom Scrubs from the perspective of the series stars Zach Braff and Donald Faison.
I'm sure this is so annoying, but I just want to say I love the show. And I'm like, I'm always like, it's not annoying. Are you kidding me? That's like the best compliment you can give us. So,
well, it's annoying when you're eating food.
Join Zach and Donald twice a week as they interview former cast members, directors, and even creator Bill Lawrence. Listen to Fake Doctors, Real Friends on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
An iHeartRadio original podcast. October 16th, 1972. Two congressmen board a small plane in Alaska. They fly into violent weather.
Icing conditions, turbulence.
And disappear, despite a massive search.
We're just praying that out in that snow, they're going to find him walking around up there.
They're never found. The case goes cold. That is, until a young reporter named John Walczak starts digging.
I'm standing right in the middle of Portage Pass in Alaska.
What he finds is one of the strangest stories you've never heard.
Did he indicate what was in the suitcase?
He said it was a bomb.
So join John as he tries to figure out what happened to Congressman Hale Boggs and Nick Begich.
It was a big thing for them to be missing.
Listen to Missing in Alaska on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your favorite shows.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there in 134 countries, including the U.S., to make a difference in a child's life. Go to sosusa.org.
The iHeartRadio app now has over 300,000 of the best podcasts from around the globe, making us number one for podcasts, but making it super easy for you to find what you're looking for. Dive into just about anything.
You know, what's funny? I didn't even know I liked podcasts, but then I saw them like all over the app.
It's sort of like Netflix for my podcasts, but it's free, which is way better.
And you can just get lost in it. Everything is on there.
One app, one place.
And of course, it's all free. Your music, your stations, and now number one for podcasts.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, Patricia, we got some people on Facebook talking to you. What do you got there, Melissa?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have Gil Macias. Please excuse the naive question. In Western films and old TV Western series, you see women in saloons usually wearing plumage on their hair, skimpy dresses, drinking with the patrons, looking over some card game. Saloon gals, were these women prostitutes? Any saloon girl part of El Paso Shady Lady lore? Thank you.
Yes and yes.
Well, some worked in the dance hall. Some of them were hired, you know, they only did the dance hall routine. But most of them there really went upstairs. They did the chippy stuff.
Chippy stuff. Okay, got another question from Cindy Malazzo.
Okay, Cindy Malazzo. Okay, great show. Lottie Dino was the godmother of Robert Wilcox. Roberta Wilcox, who grew up in Deming and lived in El Paso for many years. Roberta wrote an interesting article about Lottie for the El Paso County Historical Society Password. Lottie used another name by then, which is, I think, the one we just mentioned, right?
Yes. Charlotte Thurman.
Charlotte.
All right, so we're stirring up people on Facebook. Put a comment there. Or that email we made new today. You can get to that one. It's ElPasoHistory690@gmail.com. Okay. You got a minute or two, maybe five, to talk about Sadie Orchard. Who was Sadie?
Oh, Sadie was a gal who hit the gold and silver mining camps in New Mexico in the 1880s, and she ended up there in the Black Range with Hillsboro and Kingston and Lake Valley. And she, to make herself stand out, she was very cute and very attractive and vivacious. She invented herself as a member of the royal family who was just out to have a good time from England.
Oh,
she
okay.
She was English, and she developed an English accent. No, actually, she was not royal family. She she had more of a Cockney accent, I believe. But anyway, but she passed herself off as being from England and very mysterious, and she always wanted to be acting like a lady. But in truth, she was from Ohio.
Ah.
But she pulled it off. She kept that image throughout her life, maintained it, but historical documents show something else. Anyway, she had a couple of houses of ill repute there in Kingston, And to get her customers in, she started running wagons and then a stage in to bring them in from the outlying gold camps, like in Lake Valley. And so they would come in to spend their money. Then she branched out and moved over to Hillsboro, opened a couple of hotels. The Orchard Hotel restaurant is there and was very successful there. But when she was bringing all these customers in, she developed her own stage line called Mountain Pride.
Wow.
And her stagecoach is in the courthouse at Lincoln.
Really?
County, in Lincoln County.
So
yeah,
they saved it, huh?
That's cool. Her stagecoach.
Cool.
But, and it was preserved up in Santa Fe. That's how it managed to survive. But anyway, she had a husband who ended up being no count. All of my ladies have these no count men in their lives.
Oh, my.
And pick
she
the losers.
Had to take over and used a bullwhip. She drove these stages like anyone else. And I think people remember her due to Bill Rackesy's drawing of her. She lost a bet and had to ride down the streets of Hillsboro Lady Godiva style.
Oh, right. I see.
Yeah.
With chocolate.
On horseback.
Yeah.
You're talking about...
No,
had,
not that kind of chocolate.
Oh, different kind of Godiva.
She wasn't carrying a box of candy. Well.
No. But the interesting thing is she had customized horseshoes developed that were very scandalous.
What does that mean?
And you'll have to... come to one of my
presentations. Oh, I see. There's a promo for you. We're talking to Patricia Kidney, who portrays all these women, and you do donations for Concordia when you go somewhere, and you ask her if you go to some site, you need to have yourself taken care of, travel and all that. But it sounds like you show people a real good time.
Absolutely. Crowd gets involved. A lot of times there are people in the crowd who actually, maybe my grandfather knew them.
Oh, really?
One man said his father was one of the orphans that Sadie took care of there in Hillsboro. So, and doing all these things, I learn and I listen to the people tell me their stories, and that goes into my program later down the line.
Oh, okay.
So you know how to do Sadie. And interesting thing about the mining industry in the Black Range in New Mexico, because that was a very interesting place for silver, as I recall.
Yes.
And just
yes,
think
pretty
if,
wild,
just
too.
Think if Oñate had found that on his way up the river, that would be the capital
wow.
of New Mexico. Indeed. All right, taking a break here, Patricia Kidney. Come back after the news. We'll talk more about the high-spirited and scandalous women, including
yes.
Patricia Kidney.
Yes. The most scandalous, yes.
See you after the news. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds, and I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
NBC News Radio, I'm Cameron Fairchild. Crowds building in Tulsa ahead of President Trump's campaign rally today. Hundreds of supporters have been camping out near the arena where the event is being held this evening. The rally comes as nationwide protests continue over police violence. Rioters tear down a statue of a Confederate general in Washington, D.C.
Protesters Friday night took down a statue of Confederate General Albert Pike during a Juneteenth demonstration. Video shows dozens watching on as the monument lay on the ground and then set on fire. President Trump took to Twitter to express his displeasure on what was happening in the nation's capital. He says the police aren't doing their job and those involved should be arrested, adding it's a disgrace. Jim Forbes, NBC News Radio.
The Roman Catholic Church in Syracuse, New York, will be out of money if it has to pay settlements to everyone who has filed sex abuse lawsuits against it.
More than 100 cases are pending against the diocese. Bishop Douglas Lucia says paying just one of those victims could deplete their bank account, and that's why they filed for bankruptcy.
This action is not to hinder claims by victims of sexual abuse. It is just the opposite. It seeks to establish a process by which claims will be treated in a just and equitable way. I know not everyone will see it in this manner, and to those whose wounds are open again or whose faith is shaken because of these proceedings, I am truly sorry.
Attorneys for the victim say the bankruptcy filing is simply a legal tactic that allows the church to keep their files sealed and prevent victims from getting information about their cases. Instead, they say the victims will have to prove the church owes them something. The church denies this claim. Nicole Wilson, NBC News Radio.
Police in Washington State say human remains found inside bags have been recovered from the shore near Seattle. The medical examiner is attempting to identify those remains. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
I'm Mike Tipton, checking in with our partners at the CBS Forewarn Weather Center. Mostly sunny, hot, and breezy. Those are the conditions you can look forward to on your Saturday, 99, as we bring in the first day of summer here in El Paso, 97, the expected high in Las Cruces. For your Sunday, you can expect more of the same. The temperature's looking to hit triple digits in El Paso. For a complete look at your weather forecast, visit CBS4Local.com.
Is there a media war to stop President Trump's re-election? David Horowitz says there is, and he's on Newsmax TV all this week to talk about his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Every night, David Horowitz reveals the stunning revelations in Blitz. Horowitz names the secret players and billionaires out to stop Trump. Donald Trump Jr. says you should read Blitz. See David Horowitz. Tune in tonight to Newsmax TV, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax is on all the cable systems, including DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, and many more. Just check your cable guide. And make sure you get your copy of David Horowitz's Blitz, already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to Blitz. Blitz411.com. Blitz411.com. Get Blitz today and see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV tonight.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's